Very good. Today, we continue with this word that we've been working on in the last two devotionals. We talked about the woman who had the issue of blood and was healed, who seized the moment and had a faith which led her to be bold and to touch Jesus. Yesterday, we talked about Jairus in his first attempt to trust and to bring Jesus to his house because his daughter was dying. We have a Jairus who makes room in the crowd after Jesus tells him that he's willing to go to his house to heal his daughter. But he appears in the middle of what Jesus is going to do. This woman bursts in and stops Jesus. Jesus stops to talk to this woman. So we have a Jairus who has been patient, but when there is something you need God to do, it starts to create impatience. For Jairus, my dearest friends, 1 minute, 1 second that Jesus would delay, one was minute or 1 second less of life for his daughter. Can you understand that? I want to take this opportunity to close this subject and finish by giving you some final points. Yesterday I spoke to you about the importance of receiving the word of God and keeping it in our hearts, because these are his promises that give us the guarantee that something is going to happen, that the Lord is working, always working on something good, because he has an implicit purpose in store for us. That's why when Jesus is on his way to heal and this woman is healed, Jesus is on his way and he stops. And when Jesus stops, he talks to this woman. And it's the same with the servants of Jairus. They come to give him the news. Some messengers come to give him the news that there is no longer need to bother Jesus. Imagine there are times when you need, my dear friends, and I'm gonna start giving you the news and some tips. And remember that yesterday's tip was, do not criticize, be silent, and go before God and acclaim. Because your God who sees you in secret will reward you in public. The second tip of today is, who are you going to surround yourself with? This is very important, because when you are in the process of looking for Jesus, when Jairus was in the process of looking for Jesus, for example, knowing that Jesus was going to be there, he had that faith saying, now my daughter is going to be healed, because I'm going to Jesus himself and he's going to come to my house, and I know something is going to happen, and the first thing that is going to happen is that messages are going to appear that are going to give you bad news. But please keep this in mind, because this was written there not simply for us to see the miracle, but for us to learn what happens in the spiritual world and how to react to the different difficulties of life, and to remain trusting until we see the glory of God. So Jairus was carrying Jesus. He was calling Jesus. But when Jesus stops to heal that woman and he's talking to her, the messengers come and say, don't pray anymore, because that's what may be happening to you today. You are surrounded by people, or you are lending your ears to hearing bad news from others. And there's nothing more toxic that can contaminate, damage your faith, than to lend your ears to hearing bad news from others. It damages your faith completely. Lending your ears to listening to negative words from others, that simply destroys your faith and even the faith of many. So there's nothing worse than that, my beloved friends. So that's why when Jesus realizes that these people came to bring bad news, they didn't have the same faith as Jairus. Because if they were the right people to bring the right news, seeing Jairus and seeing Jesus, they would have kept quiet and they would have waited for Jesus to come to the house without saying anything bad or any bad news, without discouraging Jairus. Because listen to me, sometimes you can be surrounded by people with good intentions, but there are times when you don't need the good intentions of someone. The only thing their words are doing is destroying your faith. These people had a good intention. They walked from far away to look for Jairus. But look at the words they used. Your daughter is dead. There is no point in bothering the master. I don't know what people are saying to you today. Maybe they're saying there is no point in praying anymore, so you have to resign yourself. Somebody's telling you do not bother God anymore. And some other people might say to you, well, it's better to know bad than good. Or some others might say to you, well, it's better to know bad than to know good. And others might even say to you, well, you better be content because it's better than nothing. But those are just words, aren't they? And they might make you think that they have a good intention, that they're trying to help you. But behind them is a dagger to your faith that wants to destroy it completely. So that's why Jesus had to intervene. And it struck me that Jesus was listening. When these people got in the way to discourage Jairus, how could this possibly be happening to you today? Those are people, and maybe they are situations that are getting in the way to discourage you. But Jesus was listening, and be aware, when you think nothing is happening, Jesus is always listening. And he had to intervene. So the words of Jesus actually encouraged Jairus. And what were the words of Jesus? Jesus didn't say to him, Jairus, don't worry, she will rise again. No. Jesus just said, do not be afraid. I want you to understand this. No one can make you feel good or bad. No one can make you feel discouraged, frustrated, or afraid. It's true that many things may be happening around you, but no one can make you feel the way you feel today. You choose how you want to feel. You choose how you want to feel today and about your situation. You choose who you're going to listen to. You choose what decision you're going to make. You choose what attitude you're going to have. So the only thing Jesus said to him was, don't give fear room in your heart, because you're going to be paralyzed. You're going to tell me, I am staying here, he said to him, but just have faith. I give you my thoughts. If you receive them in your heart and keep them, I assure you that something will happen. Now, Jesus didn't say something will happen. He just told him to have faith. Because we can imagine things, can't we? So God is always in control. So these words produced encouragement from Jesus. So the first thing is, when you're facing a time of difficulty, first, don't get angry. Don't question, don't criticize. Just pray. Secondly, do it in silence. Unless it's your link, unless you are in your home and nobody outside your home, outside your walls, has to know what you're going through. That is something intimate between you and God and your home. That in prayer, you need to lock yourself up and pray together. And then the answer will come in public. But the cry must be in secret. It's important because you can meet people who are going to try to kill your faith. You can meet people who are going to give you bad news. And you can meet people who are not going to challenge you to have faith. But who is going to fill you up or cry with you? There are times when we don't need people to cry with us. But people who will talk to us about the love, the power of God, will inspire us with faith, right? Another important point is always keep in mind that God never stops listening. Even Jesus was listening to this woman. Jesus was hearing that others were trying to interfere. Others were trying to damage Jairus' faith. And so after, Jesus listened. He spoke to them. So remember, God always listens. Pastor, I feel. It's not about feeling. Please understand me. It's not about feeling. It's not about emotion. Faith is more than an emotion. It's conviction, trust. And when I pray, there are times when I pray that I don't feel anything. But I know that the Father hears me. He is always listening. He has promised. So he was listening, and then the word says that Jesus began to walk with Jairus. But I heard this, and I want to give you another important point from that. A delay on God's part. It does not mean a refusal from God. I'm going to tell you again today, so that you keep it in your mind. A delay on God's part does not mean a refusal from God. I say this because it makes me think that for Jairus, every minute and every second was important to get home and heal his daughter. But instead of walking, this woman got in the way. She stopped Jesus and she was healed. And while Jesus was talking to Jairus, those bad news came to him. And Jairus said, but every minute counts. And Jesus is to stop him. And now I need no one to stop him. I need to take him. So we could say that in our time for Jairus, Jesus was delayed. And then the bad news came, right? They tried to damage his faith. It was like Satan placing that thought and telling him, you see, the Lord is delayed. That means he's not going to answer you anymore. That means it's all over. But that's why Jesus told him, do not be afraid. Just have faith. A delay in God's answer doesn't mean a refusal. Remember, God takes his time because he is time. Look, when God is going to do miracles, he's not subject to our time. God's working is not subject to our nature. He's not subject to our natural laws. He's not subject to our time. He is the master of time. So for us, it may look like a delay, but for Him, it is within His program. It is within His agenda. So God is never going to delay. That is why I always say that God always comes. Right on time. Because He is time. There is no delay. For me, it is a delay. But for the Lord, it is right on schedule. So when you feel a silence, or you feel that there is a delay, don't think that God is telling you no. A delay does not mean a refusal from God. He makes everything beautiful in His time. Amen. And then I will give you another point. It says that in verse 37, Jesus stopped the crowd and He didn't let anyone go with Him, but except Peter, James and John, James's brother. So when Jesus is going to do the miracle, He said to the crowd, stay here. Jesus did not allow those who were pressing Him, those who were making noise, those who were looking for something to follow Him. I'm going to give you this key point, which is very interesting. And it has to do with what I told you just now. So who are you surrounding yourself with? There are times when to receive your miracle, you need to get away from those people who do not nourish faith, who do not contribute to your faith. Yes, they have a good intention, right? There are people who only ask you how you are in order to just make their heart happy, to say, wow, it's good that you're going through that circumstance, right? You deserve it. So it's important to learn to be silent. And if you're not going to be accompanied by people of faith, then it's better to be unaccompanied. You know what I'm saying? So Jesus only looked for 3 out of hundreds or thousands that were there. He wasn't interested in the quantity that was there. He was interested in the quality. So He took 3. He needed 3 to accompany Him, to go with Him. And when He was doing the miracle, He told the others to stay there. And not only that, but when Jesus arrived at Jairus' house and saw the people crying and running around because the girl had died, there was a lot of crying and wailing and weeping. And Jesus went in and asked, what's all this fuss? Why is everyone crying? The girl is not dead. She's just sleeping. And do you know what the reaction of many was? Many laughed at Him. When Jesus says this, it's because He knows what He's doing. Remember that. That is why it is important that when God tells you something, do not reveal it to everyone, because the unbelief of many will try to extinguish the faith that God put in you. And it is up to you to take care of that faith, my beloved friend, and remain confident in the Lord. That is why when Jesus said, why so much weeping and fuss? Some might say, but you do not realize what happened. And Jesus said, but there's no reason to be crying, because the girl is not dead. She just sleeps. And they laughed. When many don't understand what God is doing with you, the same thing is going to happen, my dear friends. Some are going to try to cry with you, but you don't need them. I hope you are understanding me, or giving me a chance to help you understand. I don't mean you're going to throw them away, but in those moments, You just need the right ones by your side. So the people laughed at him, but he made them all come out. Look, Jesus goes into the house and he said to them all, okay, I need you to come out. And into the room where that little girl was, he took the father and the mother. This indicates that the miracle was only concerning the father and the mother, because they were the only ones there who were close to the little girl. They needed to see the glory of God. So God took the rest out, and Jesus commanded the rest to leave, to come out. And he went in and closed the door. And there, in the privacy, what Jairus was so longing for happened. So when they were in there, Jesus took the little girl by the hand and said to her, Talita kum, which means, little girl, get up. Life itself is speaking to this little girl. Jesus spoke his purpose to her. The little girl was not dead. The conviction of this world is to make you show that everything is over. But when you believe, you realize that there is more than what your eyes are seeing. There is so much more. So first, Jesus did not allow the crowd to accompany him. And then those who were at home, he sent them out. I have implicitly given you several important points that are going to help you in every process. Receive them and keep them and put them into practice. Because once God says to you, get up and walk, you must have your ears turned and tuned to just obey and then see the glory of God. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for your life that flows through this text. Your simple words remind us and give us wisdom for how we should face each moment. May this word be kept in our hearts, and may we keep it in our hearts every day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessings.